Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these 5 quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number 5, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Andy Kaysen. Oh my goodness, it's Football Cards Collecting and Investing. The National is here. We are not. But I do want to start with a very interesting experience, a first time experience for Mr. Andy Kaysen. What went down yesterday?
So yesterday afternoon, I ventured out, you know, into the elements. Like, had to wait outside the Buccaneers practice facility in the elements right as a thunderstorm was hitting. Iconic Tampa thunderstorm, lightning cracking all around me. It was pretty crazy. But inside my pocket, I held several players' cards because inside the practice facility was all the players lined up at different tables and different groups. They basically put a star with some lesser known players. And you could walk up and get all of their autographs the tickets were only like $10-$11 a piece, but you had to be what's called a Tampa Bay crew member. So it's basically like for the season ticket holders, the people that are, you know, the quote unquote members of the Tampa Bay, you know, super fan club. And I'm sure all teams have this. And during, you know, preseason, like training camp period is when they do this. And it was really cool. So once we got inside, we waited. I ended up going with my dad, which was a good idea. My daughter would not have enjoyed the lightning storm outside. And luckily, the storm was like, you know, the diagonal rain. So I kept all the cards in this pocket with my hand and my phone over it and managed to keep them dry. I was drenched when we got in. And then we waited for like 30, 35 minutes. We went to the group to wait for Jalen McMillan and Bucky Irving. And it's basically you get a voucher and you're guaranteed to get an autograph from one person in that group. But I didn't realize once you get up there, they all sign. Everybody at the table signs. It doesn't matter if you wanted just Jalen or not. We got Kyle Trask was at the table. I'll show you. So I realized for next time, you want to bring some type of memorabilia, like a hat or a jersey, or a towel or something, a shirt, something for all the players to sign, because basically they sign autographs, unlimited autographs for an hour, you know? And so once we got through that line, we could have gone to Mike Evans' line, Baker Mayfield's line, Chris Godwin's line had Shiloh Sanders. So that had a decent line, but you know, once people get their initial autograph, now they're moving around, going to different tables, different lines. It was really cool. So, you know, got a really cool experience with Jalen McMillan. Super nice guy. Walked up to him, very down to earth, very nice, polite. He's like, oh man, because I told him, I said, hey Jalen, I got one of your rare rookie cards here. And he's like, oh, let me check that out. He's like, dang man, that's nice. What is that? Numbered out of 10. He's like looking at it front and back. I'm like, yeah, it's a gold prism from your rookie year, numbered out of 10. And he's like, all right. And so I gave him the red Sharpie, had it prepped, ready to go. And he signed it. Very nice autograph with his full signature plus his jersey number and the red Sharpie. And very nice. And wished him luck this season. Really nice dude. And then right next to him was Bucky Irving. So I tried to give Bucky the red Sharpie. And he was totally distracted by this girl, and he was not paying attention. He was talking to her. She was like, I don't know, part of the, I guess, the team or the administrative team, you know. And so he was talking to her about, I don't know what. I said, hey, Bucky, can you use the red Sharpie? And he's just like autopilot, signs it with the black Sharpie he already had. I'm like, oh, I guess it's too late now. But I appreciate the autograph. And so it was a really cool experience.
Black Sharpie on that card. I'm serious. Like the red, because there is just so much red going on in that card.
Yeah.
No. It's not. I like the red on the gold a lot more with the Jalen McMillan, but the Bucky Irving is just not bad at all. So, Andy, if there are people out there with sports cards, you know, one thing I do see is when people go early to games to get like sports cards signed, they'll put it like on a poster to give them like a hard subject way of signing. So do you have any tips for people that are going to try to do what you were able to do?
Well, I'll definitely say prep the pin. That was important. So I had the program they gave me. I did prep the pin on that. But I will tell you, the paint Sharpies, the one that we used, it doesn't work quite as well as a standard Sharpie on a chrome stock finish. I realized that because I looked at the program and I'm like, all right, the pin is like, let me see. I got the program right here so you could see the program that they gave me. I was prepping the pin and the paint Sharpie looked incredible. But then when I gave Jalen the card and had him sign it, is a little bit of streaking. It's not bad, but it's not as clean and like articulate as Bucky's black Sharpie. So that made me realize that I think the standard Sharpies work better on things like prisms and chrome stock cards.
Right.
I think the paint Sharpie would be great on a like regular Donruss rated rookie or any type of cardboard card. But for chrome stock cards, I think the standard Sharpie works a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it's important to prep everything before you go. I've been on the wrong end of prepping before, and I've shared that story. It was actually with the rapper Lil Boosie signing one of my LSU items. You always want to prep, and also you want to test. You want to test the pin on different surfaces. So if you want someone to sign a shirt, how a Sharpie goes on a shirt is different than how it will be on a card or a poster or whatever. So I'm glad you got that experience, Andy. I'm glad you got to see the players up close. I'm glad also you got to have this experience with your dad. So that's pretty awesome as well. We get into what we normally discuss. Justin Fields is the thumbnail image. And I am not shocked totally that people are talking themselves into him. But, you know, it is what it is. You're the starting quarterback for a starved QB team.
Yeah, you know, this is that time of year. Training camp is really taking off, man. And it's like, we've seen this before. You know, injuries happen, and it's just one of those things. It's going to happen. We got to be ready for it. Got to pivot. I think there's certain things you can read too much into. There's other things that, you know, you should pay attention to, and it's really important to talk about. So I think this is a perfect time of year where people can get caught up in impulse buying and overpaying, you know, heading into August preseason. This is the time of year when you can sell for good money on the selling end, but you could also get caught up in the impulse buying and overpaying for some of these backups, for some of these storylines that maybe not pan out here when the season starts. So, Carter, his toe. How concerned are you about the toe? How long do you think this is going to set him back? And what do you think the play is here? Because I'll tell you, man, his cards are incredibly low right now. From what I pulled up before the stream, I gotta helps if I share my screen. But yeah, I mean, look at rookie ticket auto, $55, dude, $55 here. I mean, this looks like a legitimate transaction, even though they labeled it as an optic. It's not an optic, so that kind of was a question mark. But still, it looks legitimate, 100% positive on the seller. They haven't sold much, but still, rookie ticket auto here for $55 sold. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's really low.
This is what I was going to say. I do not think he's going to play well. And obviously, this injury is something. You have a defensive head coach. Very inexperienced OC coming over from the Lions. Fields is not the type of quarterback that you would normally associate with a Ben Johnson tree offense. But, you know, I remember when this card was even more rock bottom than it is now, and you have a chance that he could have one big, big, big game. So I guess, Andy, at $60 basically out the door, I would be 65 ish to 70 ish out the door. That I guess that's not that bad for a rookie ticket auto.
No, man, for a quarterback starting. I mean, this little video I'm playing here from X, from Jets videos, is one day after the supposed toe injury, and he's hopping back and forth on each foot. He's wearing the non-contact jersey, but he's hopping back and forth on each foot. Like, it's not really that big of a deal.
Interesting. Who to you, Andy, as far as training camp is concerned, who has really shot up your interest levels and or you feel has shot up ridiculously in price?
Well, I mean, I think you have a few things to consider here. And that's why I like to look at keep trade cut to kind of get an idea on the rookie as far as like the dynasty community as a whole, because if you try and follow the like every post on 32 beat writers or these different beat writer accounts, I mean, it's overwhelming. So it's hard to really get a feel for who's going up. I like to look at more of a, you know, a meta analysis or like a community whole analysis. So I look at guys like Jimmy Garoppolo's stock is actually going up right now. Devon Achane's stock is still going up. And like you look at the buzz around George Pickens and Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers.
But George Pickens too with the dad.
George Pickens too, yeah. But yeah, and I thought about him, the Steelers. So George Pickens' stock is going up a lot. But on the other hand, for the Steelers, his old team, Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf stock is going up a lot. You know, there's the whole storyline off the field about them sharing the suite and flushing the toilets at night and stuff like that. And, you know, people are wondering, is this going to be the next Matt Stafford Cooper Kupp connection? You know, like the Breakfast Club. So, you know, you look at things like that. I think you could buy into too much if you're on the buying in right now for DK and Rodgers. I think it's the wrong side to be on. I think you want to be selling Aaron Rodgers heading into the season.
Yes.
I mean, the latest reports are like vintage Aaron arm and this and that. I'm just like, oh man, I feel like people are getting set up here to take a big L on Rodgers once the season starts. But I don't know. What do you think, Carter?
Yeah, I think the Steelers experiment is going to go really badly, but I think most people feel that way. The one thing you will say, though, about the Steelers, their offensive line's good, right? They have invested well and properly there, and we'll see what the Caleb Johnson and Jalen Warren experiment looks like. Let's get to a few comments here. Baby powder is a way to prep a pin. Someone explain that. I've never heard that. Two different people said it, Andy and Clickbaits.
I've never heard that. And I'm gonna have to like Google that or something, because I'm sure there's a video or a reel on Instagram that shows what they're talking about.
Let's go to Clickbaits again. So when is everyone going to unload all of their offseason investments on eBay? Well, I don't think I'm going to unload every one of them, but I will unload quite a bit of my offseason buy lows before the season starts. It's what I normally do. You know, I have a lot of Devon Achane cards I bought on the low, in particular this PSA 10 Silver Prism. But I'll hold some of them because I do think he's going to have a big season. So, but yes, I will be, once the preseason starts. That's about when I start listening to some buy nows. But this is where Andy and I differentiate. I'll do some 99 cents, let it ride as well. One thing I will say to Hector's point, along with Mark's point, we will not be at the National. I wish we were. We will not be in Chicago at the National like we were 2 years ago. But I do agree with Hector. The worst time to sell on eBay is this weekend.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because everybody is spending at the National. So you got to think, a good chunk of your super diehard card collectors are at card shows. And not just the National. One thing I've seen, Andy, as well, is that a lot of smaller local markets do card shows this weekend as well, for people that have FOMO of not going to the National but still wanting to go to a card show, because there's still a bunch of card shows going on. So I would wait until the preseason really kicks into gear.
Unless this is where I draw the line, because okay. I was talking to one of our premium members about this. Oh, I lost my camera. Hold on.
Well, it wouldn't be a stream if you didn't.
Yeah, I know, man.
You've gone three straight streams without a camera malfunction.
How's that possible?
It's a thing of beauty.
So I do believe in like unloading when the season starts, unless you've got rookies. I would absolutely. You pull some of these cards I'm going to show you right here out of Donruss Elite that just dropped. I mean, it's a top selling product right now on Blowout Cards. If you look, I mean, people are paying big money for First Off the Line, July 21st, First Off the Line 12 box case. Somebody bought it for $6,300. Another case that went down July 19th for $4,300. I mean, this is a top set right now for rookies that's flippable, but it's not going to hold long-term value. I mean, look at this Ashton Jeanty. Doesn't really look good in my opinion, but it sold for $1,000. yesterday in a buy it now because it's a 1 out of 10. It's a pro uniform card. It's like his first pro uniform card that's not a Panini instant, you know?
That is absolutely ridiculous that that card went for that much. It's definitely one of the more ridiculous ones.
I'd rather have the gold Sharpie Pen Pals auto for $750, $700 all day over. I mean, it's still too much, but over the $1,000 for that foil card out of 10, I can't justify it, you know?
I will also say foil cards
are kind of
hit or miss with me, especially that version of it. So, yeah. I'm out on that big time.
There's some NIL cards in this set too that are going for big money. Like Arch Manning got his auto on the NIL Panini NIL deal.
That's sick right there because you get the license with Texas. Go down to the Jeremiah Smith one. It's got Ohio State logos on there.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure does. Got the Nike check, got the Big Ten logo. Well, no, Ohio State, are they Big Ten or SEC?
No, they're Big Ten, baby.
Oh, okay. There you go. So look at that. And someone got an Arch Manning out of 149 for $519 versus this one up here going for $800. That tells you people don't know how to price them, man. That's the beauty of these brand new cards. Something like that, you got to understand, you got the right player. And in this case, you got someone that's just from the name alone, decent playing status. He's going to be really hyped up. It's just like the Sanders kids, you know, when you have that kind of recognition. And you could price it a lot higher. Don't be afraid to price that card on the high end, like 25, 30% higher than what you're finding similarly sold or at sold at the same price. If you can find the same card or same player of a different set, something like that. Price it higher. You got brand new set. You got a player's not even in the NFL yet. There's so many future markers to sell on a high, and you've got a premium card with because of the autograph. You know,
one of my sharpest card buddies, Andy, who makes really good investments, run card shows. I just got off the phone with him, and I asked him, "Hey, who are you buying the most of right now?" And he said, "Carter, it's Travis Hunter." So, Andy, I want your thoughts on Travis Hunter cards because he feels this could be an Ohtani situation where it could go nuclear, some of his stuff.
It's hard, man. It's hard for me to see how much higher. I get it could go up. It's a really chalky play. But Jaguars are a smaller fan base. However, you know, it's Travis Hunter, man. He's supposed to be generational. If he can make plays on both sides of the ball, it's a start of the season, and the Jaguars are winning some games out of the gate, and it's like directly due to Travis Hunter plays, I could see them going up. Yeah, for sure. And I think then the play becomes get Travis Hunter and grade them PSA Express. I mean, you're already spending $400 or something on a card like this Travis Hunter bronze out of 35, which I do like this design. This design is really nice because it makes the player pop. If you guys are just listening to this, it looks very much like an obsidian design, which typically do pretty well with collectors. However, this is Donruss Elite. It's just a foil card. It's not like that thick card, chrome stock card. But still, nice design, rookie card logo, serial number on the front, professional uniform. So you got a lot to like out of this card. I would get it graded ASAP, express grading, and hope that you get a 10, because then you could really, I think, turn a nice profit there. But I mean, you are buying like on the high side, but I guess it is it's like a really chalky play, you know?
Yeah. Let's go to JR Cards. He says, "I usually wait till teams verify their QBs, which is the final week of preseason." Yeah, I get that, but normally you have a good idea who the QBs are. I would say as far as backup QB scouting, I do pay very close to preseason. Let's go to Family Burnliner, who's always first in the chat. What's your opinion, Andy? Who has the bigger second year hobby impact? Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison, Ladd McConkey, or Brian Thomas Jr.?
Well, this is interesting because I hear Marvin Harrison is struggling in camp. Did you hear that?
I've seen actually the opposite, him making a few plays. But yeah, there have been some tough reps going up against rookie Will Johnson in camp.
Well, so out of the three of these guys, right, Giants have a huge fan base. They've got a new quarterback situation coming in. Nabers also, his target share last year was legendary when he was healthy, you know, and he was just such a baller. So he's already really chalky. Ladd McConkey's really chalky in a good environment with the Chargers, huge fan base. Again, you know, with Justin Herbert, who's been one of the most hyped quarterbacks, you also have Jim Harbaugh, who's a hyped up coach. And so there's a good situation there for McConkey. More target competition, you know, a lot more target competition. And Marvin Harrison then on the smallest fan base with the quarterback that has been elite in the past. But as of late, I think the franchise has just soured a little bit because they haven't really gone anywhere. However, I think there's a lot of hope there. So I think in terms of like potential value to go up, I got to go Marvin Harrison here because if he actually executes at the level that he was hyped up to be when he was drafted, then his card prices would absolutely go up at this point. I mean, they would go up considerably. So, yeah, I think that he has the chance to make the biggest hobby impact, but will he? I don't know. It could very well be Malik Nabers once again.
Is there any rookie wide receiver outside of Travis Hunter that interests you, Andy?
Well, I was actually just showing Xavier Restrepo's transaction here.
Yeah,
I find this these type of situations fascinating because the guy has zero rookie cards. So now that he's got something out in a uniform, facial expression, classic there. That was funny. This car, I don't know how much it actually sold for. I had to go look it up. But, I mean, the best offer was accepted from a listing of $285 on this card out of 13. Absolutely insane.
You know what's very interesting? And it does go – it's kind of the Rashid Shaheed effect where there's just not a whole lot of his cards that are out there.
Yeah.
One thing I will say is Roma Dunze is getting a lot of steam after what was a disastrous rookie season. And all the football sharps, guys that know film better than me, and I'm a film study analyst full-time basically, they're like, Carter, Roma Dunze is going to have a bounce-back season with Ben Johnson. They're already saying he's the number one guy past Moore and all those guys. I go look at Roma Dunze's prices, and yeah, they're a little bit lower than Malik Nabers, but is that somebody you're talking yourself into?
I think so, yeah, especially if DJ Moore is going to slack off. I think if he slacks off at all, it's a good opportunity for Rome. I also like the way Ben Johnson comes in. Like the way he runs this offense. I think there's some serious potential there. It's also worth looking at one of the tight ends, whoever seems to be earning the most targets in camp. But I do like Rome
Colson,
from that standpoint. Yeah, huge market in Chicago, too.
Jonathan says he's bought loads of Roma Dunze. Interesting. Very, very interesting. But yeah, let's see who we have here. We have some Pen Pals autos. Ooh, I like this. The rookie autos.
Oh yeah, man. Cause these are on card rookie autos. They show the video of these guys signing these at the NFLPA rookie premier event. These always are great flips. The thing is they don't hold good long-term value, but this is the card to speculate on for your Trey Harris's, your RJ Harvey's, all these guys that you want to kind of speculate on that are rookies. That aren't Cam Ward, don't have that Fanatics exclusive. This is the card to do it on right now. You can see the gold ink one that gets the most price gets up there real expensive. Matthew Golden, ton of hype right now. His is very expensive. But I like to look at some of these other ones because look at the top end versus the bottom end. Kyle Williams selling for $30 versus, you know, the Travis Hunter at 223.
Insane.
So you got to ask yourself, yeah, I know Travis Hunter, very chalky, but in the spectrum of things, he's, you know, three times higher than any other skill position player. I mean, he's higher than Ashton Jeanty. I mean, it's crazy. So then I look at a guy like Caleb Johnson getting a lot of hype, huge market, big potential here at the running back position on a team that's just, I think they're infamous for running backs over the years. Run first offense, the Steelers. He's steamed up, I think for good reason. And now you're starting to see some of these transactions get up there. Like this blue ink pen pal is a little bit more rare than the black ink, right? I think the blue is like 250. The black is probably close to 1,000 or maybe 500. I don't know the exact print runs. I wish if somebody in the chat knows the exact print runs and the colors, please post it for us. That'd be a great comment because I can't remember exact print runs.
Yeah. Let's get to a few comments. I'm not a big pen pals guy, but it is kind of cool to see all these rookie autos. I also like just the simple portrait photo of the player. Mm-hmm. It humanizes him in a way. Hector says the ball will be spread around too much in Chicago. You know, one thing I do want to bring up, Andy, is you look at the Chicago Bears and the beginning of their year, they do play Minnesota and Detroit to start their season, right? They get the Vikings at home, which, you know, we'll see how it goes. Caleb actually played to me his best game versus Minnesota, but that was when the Bears were at home. And then you also have Detroit. I think Detroit's defense could take a step back. So it could be wheels up for the Bears offense, but I could easily see them start 0-2.
Could go either way, right? You get that 2-0 start, all of a sudden, all the Bears players are benefiting. One, especially the ones making plays, starts with Caleb. And it could go other way because Caleb has gone up in value over the course of this offseason, and they could definitely go down. He could definitely be a guy that you could buy into very cheap when it gets to that November time frame. So yeah, that's a tough decision. I think based on the price I've seen now for Caleb Williams, I'm more in the wait and see camp.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Let's see if we can't get a deal on Caleb in November. But yeah, I mean, that's tough.
Hobby tip of the week. I'm going to make mine national focused, Andy's, because we will not be there. But this just goes for any card show out there. All right. Please make sure you bring cash. Just bring cash. It makes life so much easier. I understand we are a cashless society, but to me, cash will always rule the world in sports cards. And they did say that they will have better Wi-Fi there, but it's going to be so packed. It's going to be so hot. So yes, I understand you want to dress like you might want to dress in an outfit that looks cool or whatever, but just make sure you wear something breathable. It was so, so, so damn hot. And last thing, I would say 99% of you watching this won't be set up at the show. If that's the case, only bring cards that are liquid because, I mean, they get heavy. They really, really, really do get heavy carrying it around. So just a few national tips for my hobby tip of the week, Andy.
Yeah, my hobby tip for the national, I learned this from one of our good buddies and subscribers last year who was at the event. And that is, when you bring cash, you know, obviously you're going to the national, you're probably going to bring a couple grand. You're going to bring a decent amount of cash, a big show. Make a deal on someone's entire case. Go after the entire case. Ooh. And that's where the best deal is at. Like, seriously, walk around, find the skill position players, find, you know, some players that you like and some good cards in a case. It could be Chalk, could be Travis Hunter in there. Make a deal on the entire case. Get him to bundle some David Montgomerys and some Chris Godwins and stuff and get the entire case. And you'll be able to negotiate a pretty decent cash deal. I think I saw it happen a couple times last year from our buddy Tony Taps Cards. And he pulled it off a couple times with cash and negotiated on someone's entire case. I mean, they're there to make money. And the thing is, 60% of those cards in the case may not do too well at shows, but they got them in there because they're good rookie patch autos from solid veteran players or younger players. And then they've got a couple, you know, really good cards in there for some really chalky players, you know, super young players, hot cards. And you can negotiate on the entire case for, let's just say, maybe like $2,500. And you're actually getting like a $500 discount. And that's actually going to just leave that much more profit for you to make money. I think going into the national with that kind of mindset is the way to go.
I saw so many crazy bulk deals. And this was at the national 2 years ago. I can't imagine what's actually going to go down. I saw a $25,000 one go down. And then I sold a bunch of cards to that same group. And they bought at a higher percentage than what they bought that bulk collection. So it was 25K, but it was at least, based on eBay sales, $50,000 worth of cards, which was just absolutely positively insane. So Ziggy, have fun at the Natty. Everybody have fun at the Natty if you are indeed going, but we will not be there.
No, not this year.
For me, what I would like to do is I'm going to list some cards that I think I would have sold at the national and actually list them at 99¢, let it ride next week to see how much more money I think I would have made than if I would have gone to the national to sell those same cards. Right. Mm-hmm. Because one thing you must do when you go to a show of that stature is don't just look at it as a money-making venture, right? Go into it, like, don't just go to one of these big, big, big shows thinking, hey, I'm going to make all my money back on the trip. That might not happen. It might not happen. So go and make sure you're going in there to have a good time and treat it like it's a business trip, but also treat it as something you're supposed to have fun with.
Yeah, you know, my dad told me yesterday, one of the big things he's learned from us on our shows, on our channel, is to leave some meat on the bone for the next guy. Basically, like, just because you can sell a card for $1,000, maybe that's not what you should do. You know, maybe you should sell it for $800, whatever the case. Maybe you could sell a card for $100 and you actually sell it for $80, you know, and you leave that buyer feeling with the feeling that they've got some room for profit as well. They've got something that could potentially appreciate in value. And they don't get soured on it after a couple of weeks thinking, oh, man, I impulse bought this. I spent too much. But you gave them a fair deal. You made some money. They got a good card. And they also feel like they've got some upside down the road. Kind of pay that forward. I think it's going to go a long way for the health of the hobby, for the health of your, you know, future dealing. It's going to bring you some good karma if you believe in that. You know, but I think it's a really smart move all around. Something that my dad told me he learned from us yesterday. So
there we go. Sports card advice always here on the Football Card Quest. Don't forget, sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/footballcards. And we're looking at a Spencer Rattler auto. Interesting. Yeah.
Another hobby tip, Carter. This is something I like to do. I think you could do it with new cards. this is a really fun exercise that you guys should go through, is go, like I did 2025 elite pen pals, sort it by sold, and go sort by price and shipping, lowest to highest, and look at who is selling the cheapest. And when you find a card this cheap selling in auction, now you get a good gauge of who is the cheap, who could potentially provide me with the most profit if they do get that starting opportunity, if they do get some hype here in preseason or as the season starts. This Spencer Rattler caught my eye, man. I couldn't believe how cheap this went for. $10?
Yeah, based on what I'm hearing, Spencer Rattler is outproducing Tyler Shuck right now. So Spencer very well could start week one. If you were to ask me, I think that's actually what's going to happen. But we'll see what happens in preseason. And then Kayshon Booty's having a good camp as well, Andy.
Look at that, man. Selling for like $15. Your guy Mason Taylor in New York selling for $10 or so. I mean, these are guys that are going to get significant playing time in preseason. And that gives you just a ton of opportunities to flip for a profit.
Whew. Rattler probably better long term. Jonathan says, I don't know if Rattler is anything long term, if we're being honest. Let's see.
I saw Tez yesterday, man. He's small.
No, he's a very tiny individual.
Yeah.
He's one of the smallest wide receivers ever at the in the NFL draft history.
But he's fast. He's fast, man.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of wiggle. When he gets a football in his hands, it's like watching a slalom skier run with the football in his hands. Andy, we are gearing up here for play of the week. And Andy, I can't believe I'm doing it.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm doing it, man.
Oh, boy. Embrace myself. Buckle in.
Arizona Cardinals have, to me, and every year I do this because I am a schedule, like, diehard. Like, I freaking love schedules. It's everything. It's more important in college football who you play than in the NFL. But in football cards, your opening schedule matters so, so, so much more. So you look at the Arizona Cardinals and what they start the season with: New Orleans, Carolina, at San Francisco, where they won last year, and then Seattle, which is, to me, one of the three easiest opening week schedules we have in the NFL this season. So this could be a good Kyler opportunity for you guys out there. Andy, look, I'm going to share my screen really quickly here.
Sure.
Just to give everybody a look-see here. That is ridiculous. That is a very favorable start, right? They very well could be 2-0. And I think most would have them 2-0 after the first couple of weeks. So when you start hot and the football market is still hot like it normally is in the first couple of weeks, this could be a flip opportunity here with Kyler Murray and potentially Trey McBride.
Yeah, for sure, man. Attack that Arizona team, because we've seen Kyler Murray get off to these 3-0 starts before. It's not like he's never done that before. He absolutely has done that before. He's healthy. So we could very well be looking at that again this season. All of a sudden, you've got that Arizona stack. You've got the Kyler Murray Silver Prism or Rookie Ticket Auto. You've got the Marvin Harrison, Rookie Auto. You've got our Silver Prism PSA 10. You've got the Trey McBride National Treasures RPA that you picked up for $50. Making some nice money on that, you know. You kind of look at each guy's market, because unlike fantasy football, there's many different variations of cards for each player. So you can't just say I've got exposure to him, but it's a Kyler Murray, based on risk rated rookie raw or PSA 9, which in today's market not going to do a whole lot, Kyler's got a healthy graded market. He was graded a ton in 2020. And so you want to be holding something a little bit more scarce, you know?
What did Cleveland do to deserve this schedule? Cincinnati at Baltimore, Green Bay at Detroit.
Right. It's the continuation of the Cleveland curse, man. It just... It continues to haunt him, and whenever they paid what they paid for Deshaun Watson, almost forgot what his name was, Deshaun Watson, it's just Cleveland curse continues, man.
Mm. New England's opening schedule has requested Vegas, Miami, Pittsburgh, Carolina. A lot of people are high on the Patriots, a lot, because they do have that last place schedule. They do get a huge coach upgrade, left tackle upgrade, wide receiver one upgrade, defensive upgrade. So that's the team. That's kind of become the sexy team. All right, Andy, play.
So your play is Arizona. Pull your screen back up and pull up the Buffalo Bills schedule.
Oh, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I don't know if you knew that, Andy. Nobody. Okay.
That's right.
Baltimore revenge game to start things off. Then Jets, Miami, and Saints.
And this week one Baltimore game is Friday night football, opening week. So second game of the season after the iconic Thursday night opener. You get Buffalo on Friday night football against Baltimore, you know, interconference rival. Big rival, always in the playoffs. This is going to be a very heated game. But I think you can see that game is probably going to turn into a shootout. Good weather, Friday night at home up there. This game's going to turn into a shootout. That's why my play of the week, go for somebody, like I said, you can get extremely cheap, that if he pops off one game. And we've been burned by this guy before. We hoped we could make money off of him when he was on the Chargers. But I think this is your chance, and that's Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer with the Buffalo Bills, sleeper, dirt cheap wide receiver, 2021 rookie cards. Or is it 2022?
No, 2021, yeah.
2021 rookie cards. Let's see how cheap they are right now.
They are cheap. I'm looking at it right now.
That's it, man.
Numbered parallels are like $3 to $4.
People have been buying too.
Yeah.
More people are getting on board. Wait till you see some of his high-end transactions. This one was yesterday. Gold Disco PSA 10, numbered out of 10, around $200. I mean, still, obviously, you could see how cheap that is. Go and compare that to what some higher-end 2021 studs are selling for. Like, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Go and compare it. You know, it's like night and day. So very cheap. And these are his high-end cards are a lot of times going under 100 right now for golds and one-of-ones and stuff like that. That's a great price point to target those super rare cards because those easily get up to 200+. And this is just a great, like, if you want a low-risk exposure, let's look at what's ended recently. I mean, look at that. Blue. Select, don't like the patch, but out of 75, you got the RC Shield, rookie auto, serial number, $10. Not bad, but cracked ice, rookie ticket auto, 65, buy it now. So this market's heating up a little bit. I think you probably could have got this card a couple weeks ago for maybe 50. It's just an insanely cheap player to buy right now, and the upside is there. I mean, the upside is there, and he's still a young player. He's in a perfect situation this year with Josh Allen's arm to have like those Gabe Davis's games. I could see it, man. I could see Friday Night Football, Josh Palmer having one of those Gabe Davis games that he had back in the day, put up 3 touchdowns and 150 yards, and Josh Palmer's rookie ticket autos overnight from that because it's a prime time beginning of the season, et cetera, et cetera. These kind of cards like the Silver Disco rookie auto going from, you know, $20 to close to 100 in some cases, impulse buys, you know?
Yeah. So let's Let's go back to my screen, Andy. This was a request from Clickbaits, a member of the Football Card Quest YouTube community. And he wanted your thoughts on these new downtown designs.
Check it out. Yeah, man. I was just talking to Manny, one of our good friends, subscribers. About sets to flip. Downtowns, man, awesome. And they come out in the base Donruss set, which is just getting ready to be released very soon. It's going to be a wonderful set. You've got these downtowns, not a big fan of them. I don't like these really at all, I'll be honest with you.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, what's going on there with the shuck? Is that Mardi Gras? Like some Mardi Gras design?
That's very.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, you got beads. You got the. I've always enjoyed the New Orleans Mardi Gras designs.
You think they're going to come back? You're going to think they're going to bring back the giant downtowns that they put in those Costco sets?
I hope so.
Oh, good Lord.
I really like that as an actual piece to put in your room, right? Yeah, I would love to have that cherry blossom Jaden Daniels up on my wall, one of the larger ones. And then over here you have Saquon Barkley, the backwards flip. That will be the play he will always be known for.
That's true.
The first I've ever seen it in a game. So
that's true.
And it'll be on the cover of Madden as well. So, but yes, I think Clickbaits more so was saying this design was way better than last year's design. And for that Clickbaits, I would say I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I've never been a huge fan of downtowns. I like Kabooms better. I also like the Marvel's case hits better.
Ooh.
And I think they should bring back those giant ones in Costco. So get ready to stalk your Costco's, guys. But they also have, you know, rated rookies, all the rated rookies in here. So the full sets with the rated rookies, good buys. You can flip those. And typically when you buy those complete sets, if you get them at retail prices for like $40, they have a very high PSA 10 rate. So there's great grading opportunity there. I would grade the top skill position players and grade the quarterbacks. Anything basically with the rated rookie that's worth $10 or more, grade it, because you could potentially turn that into a $100 card easy if it comes back PSA 10, you know. So you got that potential and upside from just retail products. Then you get those Costco sets. It's going to be hyped when they first come out. And you can start pulling optic previews. Optic previews are hot this time of year. They're going to be super hot. Panini's on top of the release schedule this year for 2025. So it's really exciting. It's going to be fun to watch. And Carter, I'm excited to dissect it all with you here on the stream.
Let's go. Here's my thing with downtowns. Since they're not numbered and they're always liquid and people still view them as scarce, if I am the producer of that, if I'm the producer of that card, then that would lend myself to overprinting the card, because I have scarcity of this card without a ledger of scarcity on myself. And I am essentially double dipping on both ends, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting to print more than I normally do, while also people viewing it as scarce, and they're not being a way of judging if it truly is scarce. If you hard print a number on a card, then there could only be so many of that card out there. So
that's true. And I will tell you from Clickbaits, because he lives in an area where he gets early retail. He's kind of got it dialed in. He gets early retail. What I mean, like the first boxes that get put on retail shelves, he typically gets. And he believes, based on his experience, he's been doing this for a few years, that the hit rates are always higher when a retail set is first released. The first boxes on the shelves, the first wave of boxes, I should say, on the shelves have a higher hit rate of these cards, these downtowns, the optic previews, because they want the other people out there to get excited and hyped up and go buy more of it. So when that second wave hits, where they really pump up the supply, now they're selling out again because of the hype they achieved on the first wave. So That's why the first wave is really important to get your hands on, because that's what you have your highest chances of pulling the most downtowns, optic previews, etc.
And guess what? The opposite should actually be true. If there's so many hot hits in the first couple of card boxes that are released, and it's impossible to track that, but that means there should, in theory, be less in the next wave of boxes that are released. But but yeah, there you go. Andy, is there anything else? I really enjoyed this the show today. I didn't think we'd get a downtown screenshot. Obviously, it's bittersweet because the last time I saw you in person was 2 years ago at this very event.
Oh yeah, man, that was a good time.
Yeah, it was that, you know what was so interesting, especially those that were around us at the National. I thought we were going to just be so card focused while we were there, and we were. But holy crap, dude, we threw down, man. Yeah, we had a crazy amount of like actual fun. And going to this event and that event and all that.
Yeah, the trade nights, the different trade events at the various hotels, and then we turned our own hotel into a little. We had a little trade night going at the little Holiday Inn Express. Remember where we stayed?
Yeah,
we were live streaming. You were making deals on that Joe Burrow. And I was ripping packs.
Oh, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. Well, yeah. Well, as always, you want to reach us, go to patreon.com/footballcards. You can also reach us on social media. He's FB CardQuest, and I am at Carter the Power. So really, really, really good stuff. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace. Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Peace.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.